Hey everybody, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD advocate, back again with another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. So today we're diving into something super real, super raw, and something I know a lot of us struggle with. Managing the stigma and shame that often comes with being an adult with ADHD. Ever felt like you had to hide your ADHD? Like it was some secret you couldn't let people in on because they might judge you. You know that feeling when you hear someone say, just focus. Or pull yourself together as if ADHD is simply a lack of willpower. Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, the shame can feel like a heavy cloak, making it hard to be our authentic selves. But here's the truth. ADHD isn't a weakness. It's not something to be ashamed of. It's just a different way of wiring. Our brains are beautifully complex, and sometimes that complexity means we experience the world differently. But that doesn't make us any less capable, creative, or worthy. So how do we break free from this cycle of stigma and shame? Here's my top 5 takeaways to help us navigate this journey. 1. Knowledge is power. The more you learn about ADHD, the less power it holds over you. Dive into resources, talk to professionals, connect with other adults who understand what you're going through. Understanding your brain can be incredibly liberating. It's like learning a new language. The more you know, the better equipped you are to communicate and navigate the world. 2. Embrace your uniqueness. ADHD isn't a flaw, it's a feature. Think about all the amazing strengths that come with ADHD. Hyperfocus, out-of-the-box thinking, boundless creativity, and an infectious enthusiasm for life. Celebrate your unique talents and let them shine. Don't try to fit into a mold that doesn't suit you. Find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who support and understand you. Whether it's friends, family, or online communities, connecting with others who share your experiences can be incredibly validating and empowering. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. There's strength in numbers, and sharing your story can help break down stigma for others too. 4. Set boundaries. You deserve respect, and that means setting boundaries with people who minimize your struggles or make you feel ashamed. It's okay to say no to conversations that drain you or situations that trigger negative feelings. Protect your energy and prioritize your well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk all over your physical health, right? Your mental health deserves the same level of care and protection. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember that you're human and everyone makes mistakes. ADHD can be challenging, but it doesn't define who you are. Treat yourself with the same love, understanding, and patience that you would offer a dear friend. You deserve it. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a party, feeling overwhelmed by the noise and chatter. You want to connect with people, but your brain feels like it's doing its own thing. Suddenly, someone asks you, "Why are you so quiet? Don't you enjoy parties?" That internal voice of shame starts whispering, "See, you're just not good at socializing." But hold on. Instead of letting that shame take over, remember these 5 takeaways. Knowledge is power. Remind yourself that social anxiety is common and doesn't mean anything is wrong with you. Embrace your uniqueness. Maybe parties aren't your thing, but there are other ways to connect that feel more comfortable. Find your tribe. Seek out people who understand what you're going through. Set boundaries. Politely excuse yourself from the overwhelming situation. And practice self-compassion. Remind yourself that it's okay to feel overwhelmed and that you deserve kindness. Remember, managing stigma and shame is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and courage to break free from those limiting beliefs. But with each step you take, you'll gain more clarity, confidence, and freedom to live your life authentically. So go out there, embrace your ADHD superpower, and don't let anyone tell you who you are or how you should feel. Want to keep this conversation going? Share your thoughts on social media using the hashtag #ADHD, but make it spiritual. Let's create a supportive community where we can celebrate our differences and empower each other. And until next time, remember, you are worthy, you are capable, and you are enough, just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.